I don't think I love anything more than hearing Ebong sign off in his stories with Ebong Udama. Like, love that. Love it, love it.
We all quote each other's sign-offs back and forth to each other, especially Ebong's, because Ebong's is so unique and so Ebong. Like, yeah. Anybody who listens to WSH, you knows Ebong Udama.
Mm-hmm. I'm Janice Portentoso at WSHU. You make everything we do possible. And right now, you can keep it interruption-free. Please make your gift at WSHU.org.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Luke Bronin beats incumbent John Larson as the Democrats' choice for the U.S. House from Hartford. Suffolk officials ask the Navy to move quickly on the Calverton cleanup. Tweed Airport gets a federal boost for expansion. Plus, what's in Connecticut's new wide-ranging state labor law? Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut Democrats have endorsed former Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin to be their candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives from Greater Hartford over a 27-year incumbent. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports from last night's convention.
The race to represent the state's first U.S. House district has been tight between the top two out of four candidates. That's longtime incumbent John Larson and former Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. They represent the widening divide between aging career politicians and a younger generation who are looking to step in. Bronin received 51% of the vote in the second round to Larson's 48%. Bronin says his victory represents the need for change.
What you saw tonight was how strong the hunger for change is out there. And I think this sends a powerful, powerful message.
At the convention, more than 400 delegates gathered to cast their vote for who they think the party should endorse. But the endorsement isn't necessarily the end for candidates who don't get it. Any candidate that got 15% or more of the votes gets to be on the primary ballot on August 11th. So that means Bronin, Larson, and State Representative Jillian Gilchrist will appear. Gilchrist cut a deal with Larson to pick up enough delegates to hit 15% to stay on the ballot, and then dropped out of contention for the Democratic nomination. Larson says he's confident he'll end up winning a 15th term.
We're in this fight on behalf of the working people that I have served for 28 years in the United States Congress. We have an agenda that's yet to be filled, and my fight is going on now.
There were four other conventions for Connecticut's other four U.S. House seats. Those races were not nearly as close. The incumbents won a significant number of delegates in each. That means Representatives Joe Courtney, Rosa DeLauro, Jim Himes, and Johanna Hayes won their party's endorsement. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Suffolk County officials are warning the U.S. Navy that swift action is needed to stop chemical contamination at a former plant in Calverton. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
Clean up your mess. That's the message to the Navy from County Executive Ed Romaine and Health Commissioner Gregson Piggott. Officials hinted that a lawsuit might be coming if the Navy doesn't move quickly to stop an underground plume of chemicals from spreading further. Piggott says drinking water has been contaminated, as well as Swan Pond and the Peconic River.
We have advised people not to fish in that area because there is contamination, but we need a plan of mitigation. We can study and look and look, but at this point, we need a plan to clean this up.
A public meeting with the Navy is scheduled for June 9th. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Tweed New Haven Airport has been awarded $11 million in federal funding to support an expansion and upgrades. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration awarded Tweed an $11.3 million grant for an expansion project and other infrastructure upgrades. The grant comes from the FAA's Airport Improvement Program. The expansion project includes the addition of an 80,000 square foot east terminal on the East Haven side of the airport, a runway extension, and additional car parking. The East Terminal would also add a designated terminal apron to park planes. In a statement, a representative for the airport said the expansion would allow the airport to accommodate more aircrafts and improve operational flow. The project is now in the permitting phase. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
A Connecticut gunmaker will be moving its headquarters out of state. Plus, we're breaking down Connecticut's new wide-ranging state labor law. That and more is coming up.
I've been here for a little over 10 years, and I've had a few different podcasts and series over the years, but my baby and the one I've been doing for by far the longest is called Off the Path. It's sort of a quirky travel show where we go explore the stories and the histories behind interesting places across the Northeast. Hey, I'm Davis Donovan. Listener support helps me do my job. Please give now at WSHU.org.
Connecticut is poised to extend a microtransit program. It's similar to Uber or Lyft, but with costs comparable to public transit like buses, from less than $1 per ride to about $4 at most. It's not quite an expansion, though. Lawmakers say they're still looking at strategies for sustainable funding. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's monitoring contract negotiations to avoid a strike on the LIRR. 3,500 workers plan to walk off the job on Saturday if there's no agreement on wage increases. Union reps are scheduled to meet with the MTA again tomorrow. Bridgeport's public school system could restore some of the positions it cut after a budget crisis, according to the district's superintendent. It eliminated dozens of positions last year, including all its librarians. It's getting $25 million in aid from the state this year. Three New York State residents are being monitored for potential exposure to the hantavirus. That's according to Governor Hochul, who says the New Yorkers were among those on the international cruise ship hit by a deadly outbreak. The governor says scientists with the state health department are monitoring the situation.
I've activated them to start preparing New York for worst-case scenarios and hope they don't come. But I cannot, as governor, not be prepared for anything that could happen.
One of the New Yorkers is from New York City. The others are from Westchester and Orange counties. They're now being monitored in Nebraska. The governor says she's not sure when they'll return to the Empire State. Gunmaker Sturm Ruger has moved its headquarters from Fairfield, Connecticut to North Carolina. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
The company identified its new address in North Carolina on the release of its latest quarterly earnings report. The town is the site of the gunmaker's largest factory. Sturm Ruger stopped making its pistols, revolvers, rifles, and shotguns in Fairfield sometime in the early 1990s. It still employs about 20 people in its Fairfield and Enfield offices. The company says they're expected to stay in the state. Historically, Connecticut has been home to some of the largest gun makers in the country, including Colt and Remington. But most of those companies have downsized, moved out of state, or gone out of business entirely. The industry points to Connecticut's strict gun laws enacted after the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signed a wide-ranging state labor law yesterday. It includes worker protection against wage theft and job retention rights for building service employees. WSHU's Evang Udama has more.
Rochelle Palash is with 32BJSEIU, the union that represents 5,000 building service workers in Connecticut. She says the new law would require incoming building services contractors or other new employers to retain the workforce for 90 days and ensure workers have sufficient time to prepare for change.
This is a game changer for us. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Workers will not be pushed out of their roles, lose their benefits, and or lose their livelihoods.
Lamont says he signed the law because it's not only good for labor, it's good for business.
You show respect for the people that do the work, show that in terms of a lot of the rules we're putting in place right here, great things are going to happen. That's why we're doing this bill today. Let's sign it. What do you say?
The governor seeks to secure labor support as he runs for a third term this year. His Democratic Party's nomination convention is on Saturday. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or with the free WSHU app. There you'll get instant access to all your favorite programs and podcasts, and you can even tell us what you think. Feedback is built right in. Download today at the App Store or Google Play. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.